A Brentwood Bay student took home the Platinum Award at the recent 2023 Canada-wide Science Fair Awards in Edmonton. Andre Marty, 13, a student at St. Michael's University School, won the top award in the Best Junior, Grade 7/8 division in the category of Discovery, for his Sweet Scores STEM project. Andre was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes when he was 5, but loves to play soccer at a competitive level. During practice, he found that fluctuations in his blood sugar affected his ability to play at an optimal level. For his project, he used himself as a test subject, using his glucose monitoring device to uncover how different foods affected his blood sugar. After ingesting 3 different groups of foods, simple sugars, complex carbohydrates and proteins, he concluded that protein was the best food for maintaining his blood sugar. In the project, he recorded his blood sugar 30 minutes prior to and after his soccer practice to determine which food group was best for him. The name of my project was a play on words. Sweet is for my blood sugar level and score is a reference to soccer. It was probably the shortest name of a project in the whole competition, he says. Andre says going into the competition, he didn't think he had any chance at winning since there were so many other interesting projects. I think what set mine apart was that I have type 1 diabetes and live it every day, so there is a personal connection. Also, I believe that my project has the potential to have real-world applications, and to help others who live with diabetes. An active ambassador for the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation, he aspires to be a doctor or researcher so he can one day help others with the disease, or help find a cure. Along with the Platinum Award, he earned a gold medal in the junior category and was the Challenge Award winner in the junior category for disease and illness. He received a $5,000 scholarship to the University of Alberta as well as a $4,000 scholarship to Western University. The Canada-wide Science Fair is the country's largest annual youth science, technology, engineering and mathematics, STEM, event coordinated by Youth Science Canada. Some 396 student finalists showcased a total of 340 projects at the fair, which attracted 7,000 in-person visits to the Edmonton Convention Centre in 2 days and more than 10,000 online visitors. Greater than greater than greater than grants from United Way. United Way Southern Vancouver Island has announced grants for 63 agencies and 77 programs, plus 5 Youth in Action micro-grants, for the year beginning April 1. The grants, ranging from $15,000 to $50,000, will go toward programs and projects for seniors, families, mental health and addictions, diversity, equity and inclusion and support for Indigenous communities. Each organization we're supporting with a grant is part of an intricate network of local agencies doing amazing work to make our region healthier, safer, and more inclusive, said Erica Stenson, Executive Director of United Way Southern Vancouver Island. The grants allow agencies to keep doing the indispensable and often invisible work that addresses social challenges and supports the community. Grant recipients were selected through a process that included staff analysis of each application, as well as a detailed review by panels of volunteers with subject area expertise and/or lived experience within each focus area. Recipients will be required to provide annual updates, a final report and program outcome data at the completion of the granting term. Last year, the organization supported close to 63,000 individuals on Southern Vancouver Island. For more information, go to uwsvi.ca/r-impact. Greater than greater than greater than Strathcona reaches out. The Strathcona Regional District is looking for area residents with disabilities, disability advocates and support workers, as well as people who reflect the diversity of the region, to join a new Strathcona Accessibility and Inclusion Committee. The Regional District is forming a joint regional committee, in partnership with its member municipalities, the City of Campbell River, Village of Gold River, Village of Sayward, Village of Tosses and Village of Zabios, as well as the Vancouver Island Regional Library, school districts and other public sector organizations. The committee is expected to provide advice on identifying and removing barriers to accessibility and inclusion throughout the region, and guide the development of an accessibility plan that will serve as a roadmap toward accessibility and inclusion. The committee will include 7 to 12 voting members representing partnering organizations, the public, businesses and community interests in the Strathcona region, and aims to include at least one Indigenous member and one district director. Advisory committee applications will be accepted until Friday, June 23. For more information, or to apply, email accessibility at srd.ca, 250-830-6711 or go to srd.ca/accessibility. Ukrainian pianist performs. Anna Sagalova, a concert pianist who fled Ukraine for Canada with her young son after the Russian invasion, will be giving two fundraising concerts on Vancouver Island on June 25. Sagalova will be at Knox United Church at 235 Pym Street in Parksville at 2 p.m. and St. Andrew's United Church at 315 Fitzwilliam Street in Nanaimo at 7 p.m. on Sunday, June 25. Admission is by donation. Proceeds from the concerts will go toward the restoration of the Kharkiv IP Kotlyarevsky National University of Arts in Kharkiv, Ukraine, where Sagalova holds the position of associate professor. Christmas Child Campaign. Operation Christmas Child is holding a bottle drive at New Life Community Fellowship, 3900 Carey Road, at Tillicum Road, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Saturday, June 17. For more information, contact jessica.p at tellus.net or 778-967-3517. Pit Cook Celebration. Journey Middle School recently hosted a pit cook on May 18 to celebrate the success of its grade 7 students. A traditional pit cook involves digging a pit in the ground, which is then lined with stones and sand. A fire is lit and the heat creates an underground oven. Pit cooks has been a cooking method for many Indigenous cultures around the world, including the Coast Salish peoples. The school is located on the traditional territory of Tizo Uke First Nation. Students were able to learn about Indigenous art and gardening, take plant walks and cook bannock and salmon by the fire. According to the school, this land-based learning promotes cultural preservation, environmental stewardship and holistic education. For more information, go to sd62.bc.ca. To comment on this article, write a letter to the editor, letters@timescolonist.com.